Today we officially conclude our liturgical year, and as you can see, we are already decorated for Advent. Simple, but elegant. I love it. And I thank all of those who helped in the preparations. And as we conclude our liturgical year, we do so with a gospel passage which reminds us to be watchful and to be alert, praying that we may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place in the stand before the Son of Man. As I have said repeatedly recently, the end of the liturgical year is chock full of warnings and prophecies concerning the end times, and most importantly, the promise of the second coming. We know neither the day or the hour, of course. Rather, we are urged to be ever ready, prepared for the arrival of our Lord. And those preparations can seem either seemingly exhausting or perhaps mercifully simple, depending on how we want to approach it. We focus on prayer. We give attention to our continuing discipleship, to spreading the good news, to working to lift up all of those around us, especially the poor and the needy. There's a menu of opportunities for both our inner preparation, the tilling of our heart, so to speak, and for external actions, works of justice and charity. And as we conclude the liturgical year, it is also perhaps a worthy time to reflect upon the sequencing within the church's calendar, which is sometimes at odds with the events highlighted within the larger world, and certainly the Gregorian calendar. So we begin our liturgical year, as always, with the season of Advent. It's a time of joy, of promise, anticipation, and then, of course, the great, great festival of Christmas. We then enter into a period of Christmas time, which lasts through the feast of the baptism of our Lord, which next calendar year will be celebrated on January 13th. I can't tell you the delight in the eyes of our children when I say that one of the great things about being Catholic is that Christmas extends beyond one day. You know, 3 weeks. Oh, really? Yeah. And this year, the period between January 14th and the beginning of Lent, which this coming year, Ash Wednesday is on March 1st, we, during that period of time, celebrate ordinary time. And as we know, ordinary time is not, well, ordinary in the sense of usual or unexciting. In the language of the church, it is an opportunity for us to celebrate our Lord's resurrection, for we are a people of the resurrection. It's a time in which we grow in our faith, always with the aid of the Holy Spirit, who fuels us each day and is with us each weekend. And as I said, Ash Wednesday on March the 1st, then begins the 40 days of Lent, a time during which we are reminded to turn away from sin and follow the gospel, and Lent concludes with Holy Week, and specifically the Sacred Triduum, during which we celebrate the institution of the Holy Eucharist as well as the mystery of the cross, and I can go on and on and on. There is a comforting rhythm to the way that the church cues up its liturgies, each of which have profound and important meaning in our lives. The rhythm and comfort of our liturgical year also aids us always in keeping our minds on what is most important, which is, of course, always following Jesus. It's a cycle which allows us to continue to stay awake and to be alert to the day of His coming. And so on this day, this Saturday during which we celebrate the Blessed Mother in a particular way, let us give thanks for the opportunities which lie ahead of us in this new, bright and shiny liturgical year.